Chapter 3. The next morning, there was a bang on Tom's bedroom door. "Wake up, Tom! Breakfast is on the table!" It was Meg's voice. Tom felt tired. He thought about Ned's words the night before. In the kitchen, Meg was eating her breakfast by the fire. "Where is Ned?" asked Tom. "Asleep. He went to bed late." "You must clean the bar and light the fire," said Meg. Tom worked all morning. He cleaned the bar, then lit the fire and went outside to get more wood. By the pile of wood, Tom found Patch, the inn dog. Patch was tied to a long piece of rope. "Hello, boy," said Tom. The dog wagged his tail. Tom patted Patch, but suddenly the rope slipped off the dog. Before Tom could stop him, Patch ran towards the cliff path. "Patch! Patch! Come here, boy!" shouted Tom. He ran after the dog. Tom followed Patch down the cliff path onto the beach. The dog ran towards the cliffs. Tom ran quickly after him. He called Patch, but the dog was gone. At the cliffs, Tom heard Patch barking. The dog sounded far away. Then Tom saw a dark entrance in the cliffs. It was a cave. Tom looked inside, but he could not see Patch. He followed a path into the cave. Suddenly, the cave opened out into a bigger space. Tom was surprised when he saw a lantern on the wall. He saw that the cave was full of barrels and boxes. Then Tom saw Patch. He was by a small door in the cave wall. "There you are, boy," said Tom. Patch started barking. Tom heard voices. Someone was coming into the cave. Tom hid behind some barrels. Patch ran towards the cave entrance.
"Look, that's the dog from the seagull," Tom heard a man say. "Leave it, George. It will find its way home. We need to check the barrels and boxes," said another man's voice.
"All right, we need to talk about the plan too," said the first man.
Tom heard everything. The first man, George, began looking at the boxes and barrels. Tom was terrified. He did not want the men to find him.
"It looks like it is all here, Benjamin," said George.
"Good. The men will collect it tonight when it is dark," said Benjamin.
"When the Silver Star comes along the coast, will we be ready?" said George.
Tom wondered what the Silver Star was. It sounded like the name of a ship.
"Yes, the men will take care of the lighthouse. Without the lighthouse, the ship will hit the rocks,"
Benjamin laughed.
"Do we have enough lanterns for the men on the cliffs? The sailors need to think the lanterns are the lighthouse," said George.
"Don't worry, we are ready," laughed Benjamin.
In the dark cave, the men looked hard and greedy. These horrible men wanted to wreck a ship and kill sailors.